KX93.5.
Oh, how about this? How about this? I'm Kiana.
I'm Kalina.
We're Kalina and Kiana, and you're listening to KX93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now at the Tommy J. This is Laguna Tropical Surf. Maybe an hour, maybe more. We got in a little bit late than our usual time, but if you want to call in, we're at 949-715-5936. And my co-pilot right now is going to be Mark Freeman, my surf reporter. Aloha, Mark.
Aloha, Tommy J. How are you doing?
Most excellent. He's got some stories about the ranch, and we just had an Ukulele Academy massive sing-along this morning, and a whole bunch of people gave us money, and that's what this is all about. This is the KX Takeover. It's fundraising time on the radio. Be sure to call in and make your donations or go to kx935.com. And let's go to Little Israel, Kamako Viva Ole. But I want to let you know, if the phone rings, I'm going to stop the song so we can take the phone call for your donation.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Got to let you know that we've been having all kinds of calls coming in, and already we've got folks from an ukulele academy. These Anita Jameson, $10. Jeff Hylison, $20. Marsha Glass, $10. And Rich Maxey, $10. Boy, these calls are coming in quick. We'll bring you back to a little more. Is here we go. KX93.5. This is the fundraiser. Give us a call, 715-5936 and 949.
Bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I? Well, I see trees of green and red roses too.
I can hear you just great. Well, this is Michelle from the Rusty Dog Ranch down from the Possum Trot Hollow in Texas.
Well, Michelle, this is daughter Michelle. She's calling from Texas, from White Rock, Texas, and the Rusty Dog Ranch. Michelle, how are you? We love you, honey.
I love you guys. I miss you. I love where we live now. It's great, but oh my gosh, I miss Laguna, and I miss all the things that the station does and just all the great things that are going on there.
Well, you're a Southern California girl, born and raised, moved to Texas, and having a good old time. And how's hubby Jeff?
Oh, he's great. You know, he's liking it. This move was a good idea for us. It's hard to be away from California, but this was the right thing to happen.
Is it still sub-freezing?
No, it is gorgeous today. It could not be any prettier. It is clear blue, nice breeze, I don't know, 70 degrees. It's just, you know, who knows, in 10 minutes from now, it could be pouring. It's just, like they say, if you don't like the weather in Texas, just wait a minute.
Well, you and Jeff have both been on their show in the days of when you were still in Southern California. here on KX Radio. So nice of you to call all the way from Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fun here. It's a very different world here. My home office looks out on a bog, and I can see the bog and the rusty barn. And when I'm looking at the bog, I can see the red-eared sliders all stacked up on top of each other, and the birds land in the pond. And it's amazing. It was funny. The other day, I was taking my riding lawnmower so that I could mow a walking path through the prairie. And basically, I had to stop when I got to the field of false blue indigos, because that's where the frosted elfins live. And you're like, I can't take away their home. I can't cut down these flowers. I just got to stop.
So that's
just
funny.
The stuff out here that you just don't see. There's wildflowers. Every time I walk through the prairie, there's another type of wildflower growing.
We're so glad you found a good home there. And Mark, she's found 20 acres out there.
Wow.
You can trade in a place here and get bogs and ponds and all that stuff. And
yeah.
And are your puppies going to do a donation?
Our puppies from the Rusty Dog Ranch would like to donate $100 because we
are.
Whoa.
Well, that's so cool. Can you name them real quick?
We have Hank and Frankie and Audrey. And then our newest one is Amy, who is a stray dog that we found on the corner. No one claimed her, and she is an excellent dog, so she's become part of the Rusty Dog Ranch pack.
And Michelle and Jeff are dog rescuers with regards to having foster dogging and then getting them adopted, too. So they do wonderful work.
Those are some affluent dogs.
they are loving life. A friend of mine asked me how my dogs were adjusting to the move to Texas. I was like, well, I don't know. How are they adjusting to having 20 acres and their own pond and fields? And, yeah, they're doing just fine.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for calling. Love to Jeff, the puppies, the kitties, and all the critters out there in Texas. And love from your mom, Gailey Girl, too.
Love you guys, too. Good luck with your fundraiser. Miss you all. Miss Laguna. Miss the station. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. And a $100 donation from Michelle in Texas. And we're going back to Israel. Kamaka Viva Ole, over the rain.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Tommy J, guess what? We've got a number of people calling in with donations.
Oh, you're kidding. Who called for us? What are they giving us?
Well, let's see. Linda McGrath gave $10.
Woo-hoo!
Ellen Seafelt, $10 as well. Laura DiBiase gave $20.
Ooh.
Ben Jensen, $20. And finally, Barbara Gard gave $10.
Oh, they're calling in on droves. This is Raise Money for Public Radio on Laguna Beach. Everybody's doing a great job. Thank you so much for calling in and donating. The number is 949-715-5936. Mark, let's play a little Apache on KX93.5 Laguna Tropical Surf for a fundraiser day. Who do you think, Mark?
Sounds good.
Well, it's Apache with a little cut from the Duotones. This is Tommy J, Laguna Tropical Surf, and here in the cockpit with me is surfer Mark Freeman with a surf report guy. But right now, he's going to let us know about other people have called in donations, because today is donation day on KX93.5. Mark, who's called in?
Well, I tell you, Tommy J, the hits keep coming.
Woo-hoo!
Here we got some nice little contributions here. We have Kitty Reed. I think she's from our group. Gave $10 to the station.
Nice.
Jeff Eiley, one of our instructors at the
Ukulele Academy instructor. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
He threw in $10. Thanks, Jeff. His buddy Don Horwath from Huntington Beach gave $10 as well. Mike Fluchari, I hope I got it right, gave $5. And then Artie Stottenbauer gave $10 as well.
That was easy enough for you to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good on these guys. It's Ukulele Academy time in Laguna Beach, and that's a wonderful thing for them to donate to public radio so you can listen to music like the surf song that you've never heard before. And I'm going to do a short search song called Going Out. This is Cowboy Surf because it's part of the Hollister Ranch. KX 93.5, this is Tommy Campion. Surf music from Tom Campion called Going Out, and his stories are about the Hollister Ranch. And speaking of which, our surf reporter, Mark Freeman, just came back from a session, a couple days session at the ranch. Mark Freeman's here in studio, and we're going to have to play some Pipeline in the background just for the surf report. Mark, how's the surf, bro?
Oh, it's great. We've had a decent run of Northwest swells this last week, and like you said, I was fortunate enough to go with a friend of mine and actually visit Tommy Campion's stomping grounds in those areas north of Santa Barbara. And we got some world-class waves up there. It was great after the drought of the winter. I heard it was good down here and also down in San Diego as well while I was gone.
There's a private invitation to get up there to Hollister Ranch, and you were invited. How cool is that? And you could bring your board.
Yeah, I was lucky. It was awesome.
What else is happening in the surf world? What do you got going on?
Well, first of all, can I tell you about the surf?
Yes. How was the waves brought?
Yeah, well, here's the Northwest swell mix is going to start to drop off in the next day or two. However, some really good news. We're finally getting some decent south swells from waist to shoulder high to potentially head high southwest swell over the weekend and more to follow. So it looks fun for the next few days coming up. It's going to be incredible. Regarding other surf news, Tom, I don't know if you heard this, but yesterday afternoon they called off the Margaret River Pro, which was part of the World Surf League.
This is Australia near Perth on their west shore,
right? Yeah, it's on the west shore.
Okay.
Yeah, Margaret River.
So what's going on? Why would they call off a surf contest at Margaret River?
Because over the period of 2 days, right around the contest area, two separate surfers got bit by sharks.
Like chomped bit, yeah, like through chomped their surfboards and everything.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, There was a video of John Florence surfing on this probably 8-foot wave, and underneath it you see a shark that's almost that big go through the wave. Kind of looks like that commercial you're seeing for Jurassic World that's playing where the big things underneath the water is pretty incredible.
But so anyway, I wonder what color board he had. He was like trolling for the shark.
Well, it was
like
red,
a lure.
It was red. It wasn't yellow like my board. But anyway, this is only the second time they've ever called off a surf contest. The last time being 2 or 3 years ago when Mick Fanning got attacked in Jeffreys Bay in South Africa.
During the heat. Yeah, but this guy's wearing a jersey And the guy's crazy, going after him. And he, luckily, he didn't get bit, but he got chased pretty hard.
Well, you want to hear some good news?
Yes. What's the good news,
Well,
Martin?
The next surf contest is at Kelly's Wave Pool.
Oh, how cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and it's going to be called the Founders Cup, and it's going to be USA versus Brazil versus other nation states with a team of about five men and women. The real good news also is there's absolutely zero chance of it getting called off because of shark attacks.
Well, Mark, I think that you brought a phone caller to call in. Turn down your radio. Who is this on the phone?
Hello, I'm Virginia. Hello?
Hi, are you calling in to the KX Radio for a donation?
Yes, I want to owe $100 for a donation to Michael Byer, you know.
Okay, so $100, and your name is?
I'm calling from PCH Cleaner.
Okay, say that again.
PCH Cleaner.
Oh, TCH Cleaners.
Yes.
Well, you're so nice to call. Okay, so... You said $100 from TCH Cleaners, and what? Are you? Do you listen to the show at your workplace?
Yes.
Oh well, fantastic. And so, what I want you to do is stay on the line, and then somebody's going to take some more information about your $100 donation. Thank you so much for listening to KX935. And we'll have you on hold here as we play more music. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Stay on the line.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like where everybody needs to go for their cleaning needs.
Yeah, TCH Cleaners with a $100 donation to KX Radio. How cool is that? And we're going to finish up with our song Pipeline. You can call in, too, at KX935, 949-715-5936. And Mark has got a couple more call-ins. Who's been giving us money, Mark?
A couple more, man. I have five more. Let's start with Peter Heiser, who donated $20 to the station. Steve Livingston threw in another $10. Leanne Bell, $10. Janine Robinson, $20. Thanks, Janine. And then Pete Wilkins, our master ukulele picker, he's awesome, threw in $20 as well, and the hits keep coming.
Well, thank you all for doing that, and go to kx935.com to donate and to become a member and or to be a sponsor. The Laguna Tropical Surf is looking for some restaurants and surf shops to sponsor us. And let's go to Israel Kamakaviva Ola again, the white sandy beach of Hawaii. KX935. Calls keep coming in, and I want to let you know that Susie and our surf reporter Mark Freeman donated $20 to KX Radio.
Happy to do it.
Little public station. And call in 949-715-5936. Mark, you've got a couple more. Who else has called in?
Jeez, again, this is crazy. Well, Barbara Garrett gave us $10 toward the station in the name of Tropical Surf. And then Bud Sherman threw in another $10. And Linda Banks gave us $20 as well. So this is just incredible. We really appreciate all the contributions.
And thanks to Israel Kamakaviva Ole for giving us this song. And I want to let you know that Gailey Girl has donated $300. Thank you, Gailey Girl, for donating to public radio and your hubby's radio station. I love you so much. Okay, here we go. More Israel Kamakaviva Ole.
White sandy beach. Oh, 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 oh,
Point Panic. This is the Surfaris. They're a band with some folks that live here in Laguna Beach that were teenage surfers back in the 60s that wrote surf music for surf guys. And Mark, do you ever go to Point Panics in Oahu?
Yes, I've been there. It's pretty crazy. Right off that rock.
A spot right at the end of the mouth of a harbor where there's a tuna canning factory. And so all of that refuse goes out, and the sharks are always cruising that reef. But the wave breaks really hard there. It's called Point Panic, and that's the name of the song.
And How I'd Be Feeling as well.
The Surfaris right here at KX93.5 Laguna Tropical Surf. I'm Tommy J. And
I'm Mark Freeman.
The Surf Reporter is here co-piloting this show today to raise money for public radio. Go to KX935.com. You can donate there. You can call in live to our on-air line at 949-715-5936. We've been getting lots of calls and donations coming in. I'm going to shift the music now over to Laguna Tropical Surf does surf music, but also tropical. So let's do some Samoan music. Otiare, Talofa.
So new is your smile and your eyes. They shine so bright when you sleep. The world waits for you. So small in daddy's arms, and so loved in mama's touch as you grow. Your sisters guide you. Oh, Tiare, Iyalofalea tua, Matausia, Tioi. As we live on that road through the desert, dark in the night, take new memories of you. Each time we return, seems you've grown so much so fast. Your smile is never fading. Oh, Tiare, shine so bright. You sleep, the world waits for you. Oh, Tiare, Iyalofalea tua, Matausia, Tioi.
Samoan music.
That's
Justin Kavika Young playing some music from Samoa. And today in Laguna, Mark, it's beautiful, sunny, puffy clouds, 65 or higher. And this music just is so settling, huh?
Yeah, I was listening to it. It reminded me years ago I was in Tavarua.
Oh, in Fiji.
Yeah, on Fiji. And we were on a surf trip. And that kind of music was what the Fijians were playing. And Druku was the chief of the island. And in his group at night when we had kava, they'd be playing songs like that. And it just kind of brought me back.
Oh, that's so good. And Mark is becoming an accomplished ukulele player of his own right. Maybe we'll get him to do some solos here on the air. Although you did come in on Valentine's Day with a group of us that sang
that's right.
Love
a lot of fun
songs. So I'm going to get some recordings of that and play them sometime here. Now, we have local folks, Kalina and Kiana, and they did a really good video. It's called It Had to Be You. It's very well done. And a couple of local girls that are doing really well with their music, we're going to play their track for you. But first, I want them to say hi from KX.
KX 93.5.
Oh, I love
how about this? How about this? I'm Kiana.
I'm Kalina.
We're Kalina and Kiana, and you're listening to KX 93.5.
Keep those calls coming in.
Turned into 10. Your kiss that night.
So, Mark, we've been totaling our so far on-air phone call numbers. What did you come up with by crunching those numbers?
Well, that quick math that I learned in high school, it looks like in the last 45, 46 minutes, we've got over $785.
Laguna Tropical Surf, when you called in at 949-715-5936, we're hitting how much?
$785.
Sweet. Let's see if we can get it up to 1,000. Call in or write into kx935.com. Donate. You can do it under Tommy J or Laguna Tropical Surf or anybody you want. The money is important. It comes into public radio in Laguna Beach. So thank you so much. Here's a little John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder.
On my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. Yes, I would. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you this way. my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. On the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, sunshine.
Well, Mark Freeman, we're just about out here on our hour of fundraising for KX93.5. Thank you so much for coming in, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. A lot of fun. I'm glad to see people contributing to the
And thanks to Susie, too.
Absolutely.
You guys chipping in there. Do you have any more shout-outs you want to do? The folks down there at the surf shops or anything?
Well, my good friend Bill Stewart, you know, he's still out and about and doing a great job working on his boat.
And playing music.
Playing a lot of music.
Blues, right?
Yeah, he loves that stuff. Maybe we'll get him in here sometime.
And thanks to the Ukulele Academy of Laguna Beach. We love you all. Mahalo, Nui.
Hey, what about the gig at Hobie's?
Okay, so the Ukulele Academy is going to be playing at Hobie Sports on May 3rd at 6 p.m. That's a Thursday. And so come down, listen to us play some ukulele. Come and sing with us. Bring your uke and your guitar and jump in with us. It's really good fun. And, thank you all. We're going to be playing out a song here. And then there's another fundraiser group coming into the station. Mahalo, Mark.
Thank you. Mahalo to you, too.
Aloha, everybody. Ahui ho.
See y'all.
KX93.5 Laguna Tropical Surf.
Talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.